This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to wrap up our first hour. Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much. In our last segment to Josh Wilson from the Florida High School Sports and also Kaiser University's Rufino Van Gates, who will be coming back home this week as Kaiser University will be playing St. Thomas University at 12 noon in Miami Gardens. We shift our attention now back to Palm Beach County, where FAU trying to get to a bowl game this year certainly has had a challenging schedule to start the season off. Michigan State ball game, then they played Army in the Shula Bowl with a big victory over FIU, and certainly trying to get things back on track. One of the players that we remember from high school, when you watch him at Coconut Creek, and the kid was just amazing. But not only was he an amazing football player, but also got it done in the classroom. Nothing's changed for Chris Jones, and he's kind enough to join us. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Glad you guys chose me for this.
Well, you know, I mean, you're the typical blueprint for a student athlete. And I remember you coming out of high school, and a lot of people were talking about how good you were on the football field, but what you did in the classroom as well. And we have a lot of young kids that listen to this show, Chris, and, you know, certainly they think they have it all figured out on the football field, but when grades come, they fall a little bit short. Talk about what it meant to you and the biggest influences in your life, obviously family, to get you on track in the classroom before football ever came about.
Well, basically growing up, you know, it was a football family, but my mom always taught me, you know, football all has its date to end. And once it's over, what are you going to be able to do with your life? And if you didn't take the classroom serious, whether you like it or not, people look at, you know, your GPA and what you've done. And if it wasn't good, you're not a good hire. So I was thinking more about the future. I knew the football aspect, but I had to make sure I had the intelligence aspect down as well.
Right. And you had other alternatives to go. I mean, there's coming out of high school, you had a lot of other colleges looking at you and, you know, making a pitch to get you. What was it about FAU? Was it a chance to play in front of your fam?
It was really all of the above, you know, playing close to home, playing in front of family, you know, they can always come and support. And, you know, playing with staff that I was comfortable with at the time.
Yeah,
it was really all about.
Yeah, and it's changed, obviously, having new coaching staff from the time that you were recruited. But obviously a coaching staff and Coach Herman and his staff that have been there, done that, know what, you know, what the path is. Talk about how much you've learned over the last couple of years. You're a senior. Obviously, you're a leader out there because of the fact that you're getting it done. What has it been like for you? Because I know that every year you progress.
For me, you know, you learn along the lines that you need to, you know, tap into every detail. The small details leading to big things and the big things falling into place. So I think it's all about, you know, small details and being intentional with everything you do. Don't ever step on the field, you know, disrespecting those who came before you, and you'll be fine in the long run.
Right. And obviously, when you get to college, it's all about priorities. You have to budget your time. You know, I mean, it's not high school anymore. You don't get a chance to call your shots. You've got to go to classes. You've got to do priorities. You have to watch film. Talk about that adjustment, because I know probably for you is a lot easier than most. But even for yourself, getting those priorities in a row, that probably took a little bit of a time.
Well, I always thought of it like this. You know, you do football for a certain amount of hours a day plus the extra work. So I treat the class how I treat football. I schedule things that I want to do. I set a time frame for it to get it done. And that's how it kept me on track, and I never fall behind because of it. So I just treat everything right. How I would.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great way to do it. Chris Jones is our guest, Coconut Creek grad, senior at FAU. And certainly, you know, you take a look at what you're studying, criminal justice, public management. How'd you come to that? Was there anybody in your family that you know, was in police work or anything like that?
Well, I've had my uncles go into the Army. I've got two other uncles in corrections, and you know, it just seemed like a good path for me, especially with all the doors that can open up with public management and public safety. So right. It looked like a promising future and a growing work base. So,
right. And so far this season, you got off to a really good start. Obviously, you'd like to have a couple of those games like UConn back and others. You have a lot of young players on the team. How have they, you know, you being a senior, being around, have you been able to reach out to them and, you know, kind of guide them a little bit? I mean, because I know you do things, obviously you lead by example, but also there's a point that comes that you have to kind of like, you know, take one of the freshmen off to the side and, hey, listen, this is how you do this and this is how you do that. Do you find yourself doing that a little bit?
Of course, you know, because you never want to come in. I came into a program where, you know, it wasn't as much help as we're getting now. So you never want to leave them out to dry. You want to put them in the best position, no matter who you are. You know, obviously they come in to, you know, replace you or whatever, give you competition, but you never want to leave them out to dry, because once you get out the game, someone else has to go in. And if they're not good with it, you know, we're all going to look bad. And, you know, make it easy for people like me when I came in, you know, it's rewarding.
And you have also a lot of guys that have come from larger, you know, like Power Four schools that have come here to get, obviously, more playing time. One of them is Phil Dunham, who I knew from high school and came from Indiana. What does it mean to have players like that who've had that experience, you know, like at a Big Ten level or ACC or SEC? Because like Coach Herman, they come in with a little bit more of the knowledge of what it takes to play against some of those bigger teams and to compete at that level.
I think it's great to get that, you know, that wide range of, you know, knowledge and field of play and experience. But again, once you get into Coach Herman, it's a different ball game. Everything is different from where you've been. You know, he talks about how the plan is infallible, and he's right. But, again, it's all about the details. From what I hear, you know, no one stresses the details more than Coach Herman that I know of. So,
yeah, no doubt. Chris, I can't thank you enough for taking the time on a Monday evening. Like I said, I knew when I saw you in high school, you're going to be special, and you are both academically and athletically. And, again, good luck the rest of the season. We'll catch up with you.
Okay, thank you.
Good stuff. Chris Jones from FAU, and certainly an outstanding, as we said, you know how on this show we try to stress as much as possible athletics and academics, because we have a lot of young men and young ladies that listen to this show, and it can't all be about athletics. It just can't, because when you get to that next level, they're going to demand more of you, and if you don't get it done both ways, you're not going to be there. That's just plain and simple. Athletics is hugely important to a lot of people, but to get there, you got to get it done in the classroom as well. That's going to wrap up this hour. Don't forget, we're here until 10 o'clock this evening. Please do not go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.